Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 7th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Revelation, chapter 10, and I'll read the entire chapter. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll, which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like a roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, "There will be no more delay, but in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets." Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more. "Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 119, verses 49 through 72. And as I told you yesterday, this is an acrostic poem. And so today you will hear the words Zion, Hate, and Tate. These are letters in the Hebrew alphabet that begin different sections that we'll read today. Zion, remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me unmercifully, but I do not turn from your law. I remember, Lord, your ancient laws, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song, wherever I lodge. In the night, Lord, I remember your name, that I may keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. Hate. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees. Tate. Do good to your servant according to your word, Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I trust your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. And now let's move over to the book of Micah. Today we are reading Micah chapter 4. And as I'm reading today, I think that you'll notice a turn from the prophecies of judgment that we heard yesterday against the leaders in Israel and against the prophets of Israel. And today we'll read more about the restoration hope that we have after judgment. Micah chapter 4, verse 1. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and people will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we will walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations, far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. For the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord, our God, forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame. I will assemble the exiles and those I have brought to grief. I will make the lame my remnant, those driven away a strong nation. The Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion from that day and forever. As for you, watchtower of the flock, stronghold of daughter Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to daughter Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your ruler perished? That pain seizes you like the woman in labor? Writhe in agony, daughter Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies. But now many nations are gathered against you. They say, "Let her be defiled. Let our eyes gloat over Zion." But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, daughter Zion, for I will give you horns of iron. I will give you hooves of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. You will devote their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Today in the book of Revelation, we see that the angel gives the scroll to John to eat it. You remember what happens? He eats it and it is as sweet as honey in his mouth, then it turns sour in his stomach. What in the world is he talking about there? Well, perhaps it's that the good news of the gospel is sweet to those who experience it and taste it. And then as it goes on into the stomach, when it brings judgment on the people who are not willing to come to Jesus Christ, then it is sour to them. And this is the message today, that there are many who will reject Jesus Christ, and this is sour to their stomach. And it reminded me of that passage in Ezekiel when we read Ezekiel sometime back, and you may have to go into the recesses of your mind. In Ezekiel chapter 3, we also saw that Ezekiel had to eat a scroll, and he ate it, and it was a word of judgment against the people of Israel. And so in a sense, these are parallel stories. The people to whom Ezekiel is talking are not willing to listen to the message of the scroll. And so the question for us is, are we willing to listen to what God is telling us through His Word and through His Spirit? And so as we pray together today, I'd like to pray along those lines. Would you pray with me? Father, give us open ears to hear Your Word, and an open mind to accept what You have to say to us. Lord, help us to live in step with Your Spirit and to walk in a way that is worthy of the calling that You have given us as Your saints. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.